welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Blair Oaks Falcons. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Greg Jackson of the News Tribune, and before Greg and I start to break things down this week, let's listen to a little bit of Greg's conversation with Blair Oaks head coach, Ted LePage.
All right, Coach, well, let's take a look back. 63-7 win against California. I think one of the things we talked about after the game was just how well you all played in all three facets. You know, two special teams touchdowns, only two first downs allowed on defense. The offense was playing so well. What did you like about that all-around effort?
I thought our enthusiasm. It seemed like all week we had had just stacked good practices. And we make phone calls on Thursday night, and I thought our players, their phone calls reactions on Thursday night were about as good as I'd listened to them all year. You know, you ask questions, you ask anything they've got questions on, and it was just good conversation. And when we went in a game, when they kicked it to us, we're very confident in our kickoff return. We're not cocky about it, but we're very confident in our kickoff return. I was like, oh, God, they just kicked it to us. And then all of a sudden Jackson hits the hole and gone. And I just thought that just fed a fire in our players, and it just stayed with us all night. It carried over to all aspects, and even into our younger guys. Our younger guys went out, they were playing with a great passion, and that's something that maybe weeks one and two we weren't playing with. I really saw it against Osage, and I saw it just build. So I'm excited about that because it's carried over to our practices this week.
The other takeaway, and we don't talk about this enough, is just what the defense has done. I mean, the first team defense has not allowed any points in the past 2 weeks. You know, California broke away for that long touchdown run in the second half. But to me, is that kind of what impresses you the most? I know you say when you have a game like you did against Lutheran North, you kind of get that edge. You kind of want to get back out there. Is that what you've seen from the defense the past two games?
I've seen attention to detail like a defense needs to have. Everybody is trusting, and that's what I really think our defense has done. Instead of, hey, I got to make this play, I have to make my play, and I got to trust the guy next to me. And I've seen that confidence grow. And exactly what you just said, when you start getting infectious on defense, and what I mean by infectious, it becomes like I want you, when we start playing together, it's really, really fun to play defense. And our defense is having a lot of fun playing football right now.
We got a state-ranked matchup. Boonville's coming to town. What can you tell us about this Pirate team that's off to a 4-0 start?
Clean football. I know I referred to that a couple weeks ago against Osage, but they're not beating themselves. I think that's the one thing that really stands out when you watch film. They're consistently moving the ball on offense. They're getting stops when they need to on defense. And then turn around and they're playing really solid special teams. You don't see them turning the ball over. You don't see the careless penalties. You don't see the things that kind of can help you lose a football game. In high school football, I say a lot of times, you can lose a football game faster than you can win it. They're winning football games by just playing good, clean football. And, you watch them, they're big on the offensive line, they're big on the defensive line. Their linebackers really flow well. They got a good secondary on the offensive side of the ball. They've settled down with a running back now they really like. Their quarterback throws a beautiful ball everywhere on the field. They've got really good receivers. So it's a formula that they put together, and I just think it's a really clean football team.
All right, that was Blair Oaks head coach Ted LePage. Greg, we were talking last week, we were hoping maybe that the good old rivalry of Blair Oaks, California, might be coming back. It doesn't look like it came back as far as last week goes. It's going to have to wait another year to have a chance to come back. 63-7 was pretty dominant for Blair Oaks.
Yeah, I mean, when you run the opening kickoff back for a touchdown, and what it wasn't Brady Depkins, it was Jackson Engelbrecht who was filling in for an injured Hayden Lackman on the kickoff return. I'm not sure he was touched. If he was, he barely got touched. Yeah. That was a heck of a return. And I really felt like that set the tone for the game. I remember Coach LePage was a little shocked that they actually kicked it deep to them and gave them that option.
Sure.
Because the other time, if they score 7 points, you kick off twice in the game. The other time California kicked off, Blair Oaks ran that back for a touchdown, but it was called back for a penalty. So, Blair Oaks special teams looked really good, especially when you throw in a block punt that was recovered for a touchdown. So special teams was dominant. Offense, even without Hayden Lagman, also dominant.
Right.
I think Coach LePage was a little frustrated with the inability to run between the tackles, but he's like, well, honestly, California's defense is set up to stop that anyway.
Sure,
and
sure.
What happened was they give him like 5-10 yards of cushion in the flats, so they started throwing a bunch of 12 to 14 yard passes to all their receivers, and you add those up, and if you do about 6 of those in a row, you're going to get a touchdown.
Right.
And then the defense, Blairos' first string defense did not allow a first down.
Okay.
California had 2 first downs, both came on their touchdown drive when the second string was in the game. If I remember correctly, California started the game. Oh, I'll give California credit. They did not turn the ball over.
Mm.
But they had 8 consecutive 3 and outs to start the game.
Right.
And then they had a 9th one, and that's when you had the punt block. So just I think if I remember right, in the first half, California had 1 net yard of total offense. It was one of those things where I think the closest they came to the first down marker was like a 3rd and 5. Like,
okay.
They couldn't move the ball forward more than 4 or 5 yards on any play.
Right.
And then there were a lot of times where you'd lose 2 or 3 yards. Now all of a sudden you're facing like a 2nd and 12 or a 3rd and 13. And Blair Oaks was just dominant in all 3 facets of the game. That was definitely one of their most complete games of the season.
Let's take a quick break for an ad read. At Carpet Values, we offer the guaranteed lowest prices on all your flooring needs. And now, during our fall savings event, you can save even more. We are stocked full of carpet, vinyl plank, tile, laminates, rugs, and more. Don't miss out on these hot fall savings. Come see us at Carpet Values and take advantage of our guaranteed lowest prices. We're your low-price superstore at I-70 and Highway 54 in Kingdom City. I think this week suddenly gets a little bit more intriguing based on the results of last week for Boonville, which we'll talk about in a second. Just to set the table, Blair Oaks is now 3-1 overall, 2-0 in the Tri-County. Boonville comes in at 4-0, 2-0. And I think the second of that 2-0 is the most impressive, was the fact that last week they get a 13-3 win against Southern Boone, which is a team that we were expecting to maybe be a team that could make some noise in the conference this year.
Boonville played a good game. From what I could tell, the defense was a bend but don't break.
Okay.
Southern Boone just got obviously the field goal and then just couldn't get anything after that. Boonville had a passing touchdown in the final, like with less than 10 seconds to go in the first half, I believe, and then they had a rushing touchdown in the second half. I think you can make the argument for Boonville it wasn't their best offensive effort, but when your best offensive effort is still good enough to beat Southern Boone, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, you'll take that.
And I I'm not going to make excuses because, again, Boonville did play well, but what we also don't know is how much of an impact, for those who hadn't heard or forgotten, last week Southern Boone didn't have school on Monday or Tuesday or athletic practices because of threats within the school. So if you're a football is one of those sports that you talk about routine. They follow routines to a T. So all of a sudden you go from not being able to practice until Wednesday. It makes it a little bit tougher. Like I said, I'm not going to make excuses because I still think Boonville came out and played a great game. But we also don't know how much of an impact that had on Southern Boone. I think any football team, even Blair Oaks, if Blair Oaks wasn't able to practice on Wednesday, that would throw a wrench.
Everything's off kilter. You can't put things in when you want to put them in. You can't try things when you want to try them. It just makes everything off.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it is one of those signs, too, that while it was impressive and while it was a little bit unexpected, I'm not surprised that Boonville got a big victory, because it seems like ever since they joined the conference, it seems like they're always lurking.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some years where I think we were expecting them to maybe take the leap or, displace Blair Oaks for a year, and it never really seemed to happen. But that doesn't make them any less dangerous, and it seems like every year since they've been a part of the conference, it just seems like they're a team where you go like, I don't know, man, if things go right, this could be their year.
Yeah, and credit to Greg Huff. He's done a good job since he started at Boonville of getting them. I'll look it up here in a little bit, but it might be since I was in high school the last time Boonville started 4-0. Now, the reason they haven't done that is because a lot of times they play Pleasant Hill week one, and that was always a tough game.
Sure.
And now they play Quinton week one. But, I know people will look at their schedule and say, yeah, that's not the strongest strength of schedule to start off, but 4-0 is 4-0. I don't care what you say.
Right. And again, those four in order are Clinton 27-14, Marshall 47-0, and then 34-32 against Hallsville.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I think anytime you get a win over Hallsville also, you will say, we'll take that one
and
take it to the bank and be fine with it.
Not only that, but you know, Coach Huff was also coaching against one of his former assistants, Paul Stevens, who is the new head coach at Hallsville this year. So you're coaching against a guy who's very familiar with your program. Exactly. So that couldn't, and that was also on the road. So that, I would argue that game might have been just as hard as the Southern Boone game, just because it's like, while you didn't basically hand him the playbook, he remembers
not,
the playbook.
Not a lot of surprises. You know, it's not like you're going to see him set up in something and go, I have no idea what they're going
to
do here.
I think what's good for Boonville is, yes, you lost Dakota Trush. I mean, you've lost some playmakers, but having Evan Bishop back at quarterback is big. And here's the other thing, and I know, I would say their freshman class is really, really good. Okay. To the point where a few of them are starting at varsity this year, like Brandon Kahn's at wide receiver. I know there's a couple others that I'm just like, that's impressive. Like, I mean, I think if I remember right, because I've got a nephew who plays eighth grade football in Boonville, I remember, you know, when he was playing seventh grade last year, that eighth grade team was just dominating Tri-County teams. So, I mean, here's the thing. Boonville's going to be good for a while because you've got Evan Bishop, you've got Braylon Ellison, who is a D1 recruit. He's only a junior. He's on O-line and D-line. He's going to be around for a couple more years. You've got that freshman class who, by the time they're seniors, a few of them will be four-year starters. And then, you know, the year or two after that class, you know, in the junior high level, they're pretty good as well. So Boonville's probably going to be one of the top two, maybe three teams in the Tri-County for at least the next 3 to 4 years with the talent they have.
Yeah. It's also coming at a week where you go, okay, it's probably good to have this game to focus on, because if you were kind of had just maybe any other team in the Tri-County this year, you might have a tendency to be looking forward to next week when you have the big game against Blue Valley Southwest, and you might be able to get distracted.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be no distractions this week. I think it's going to be, the Falcons are going to be very focused on the task at hand. I don't think you're going to have to worry about any distracted players this week for the Falcons.
No, and I mean, I think everybody on the team realizes you've got two 2-0 teams. I mean, this is for, I'm not saying this is for the conference title, but this is definitely for first place. It may be for the conference title, but I mean, you don't want to exclude the Blair Oaks Southern Boone matchup in week 9 and throw that out just yet, because it could be one of those things where it's a triangle and everybody takes turn beating each other.
Right.
But this is definitely for first. Whoever wins this is in first place with a one game lead in the conference. If you're Blair Oaks, that'd be great if you could pull that off. You have a tough non-conference game next week, and then you've got three more conference games right before districts. And if you do what you want to do, then you get that number one seed in districts, and you get that first round bye. And not only that, that's why, speaking of districts, that's why this game's also big, because Boonville is in that district.
Mm-hmm.
You know, head-to-head wins do make a difference.
Oh, sure.
You take a look at 2021, Boonville beat Blair Oaks, and that's why Blair Oaks went to Boonville for the district semifinals, because Boonville got the 2 seed, Blair Oaks got the 3. So head-to-head matchups, especially if it's against a district opponent, is definitely a big deal in the regular season.
So if this game comes down to one or two keys tonight, what do you think it is?
I think Blair Oaks has to find a way to take care of the football. While California didn't turn the ball over, they couldn't move the ball at the same time. Blair Oaks had a couple of turnovers that I'm like, hey, you feel like that's something you got to find a way to clean up if you're going to play a team like Boonville. Like, to me, the turnover margin, you know, Blair Oaks dominated in week 1. Obviously, it was a complete 180 in week 2 against Lutheran North on turnover margin. They won the battle of turnover margin in week 3. You lost it in week 4, even though you won in a runaway. To me, it's all, if they could find a way to take care of the football, if you could have a turnover-free game against Boonville, the odds of winning just go up so much.
Yeah.
You know, they're moving the ball at a pretty good pace, so I feel like if they take care of the football against Boonville, it's going to make them very difficult to beat.
Okay. Well, I guess that gets us to the prediction point, and I'll just ask you who comes out on top tonight.
You know, I think Blair Oaks comes out on top just because you're going to get Hayden Lackman back. You know, he just missed the one game. Jay Chouinard is also going to be back at linebacker. So you had two guys that didn't play against California that are going to be back. It's senior night at Blair Oaks. And the reason it's so early is because their other remaining regular season home game is homecoming in week 8 against Hallsville, so they didn't want those to be on the same night.
Right.
Blair Oaks wins this one. I'll go on ahead and say final score of 49-14.
All right. That should do it for this week. For Greg Jackson, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, pick up a copy of the Goal Line section in Friday's News Tribune and get game updates and more prep sports content all week by following Greg Jackson on Twitter at ActionJackson05. That's Action, J-A-X-O-N-05. Thanks for listening.